This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, it's glorious. The work week has finally begun, and we have a huge show for you tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. So let's just go ahead and go over some things. And I'm warning you right now, the chances you're going to be offended by something tonight are extremely high. And if you are, too bad, so sad. Here's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the government buying stakes in companies. We'll talk about that in a moment. We're going to talk about the mass exodus from cities when things get bad. It's really a war on the middle class. Illegals who drive trucks across the country. We're going to talk about flag burning. We're going to do emails. We have Medal of Honor Monday coming up an hour from now. All that. Democrats are still bonkers, and so much more coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Before I get to anything else, though, I wanted to open up actually with something different. As you know, World War II guys, World War II veterans, they are dying. They're old. It was a long time ago. Father Time is undefeated, and they're dying. Donald McPherson. He was a Hellcat pilot. Hellcat was one of our planes. He was a Hellcat pilot and an ace, meaning he shot down five Japanese planes in World War II. He just died at the age of 103. So obviously lived an amazing life, should be honored, should be remembered. And it saddens me that we're losing him, but I understand also that's how it goes. You know, you get old and you die. But either way, I thought it would be appropriate to shout out his name, Donald McPherson, and to play taps for another hero. We don't have many of them left. Rest in peace, brother. All right. Now, we are about to have a little bit of a long talk, but I wanted to make sure I explain how I see things in this country, why I see them that way, before we go into the government buying stakes and private companies and things like that. First of all, I have said, if you've listened to the show for a while, we've talked before about how I believe that there will be a right-wing dictator who will rise in this country. And I'm about to explain exactly why. Freedom is a wonderful thing. To be a free country, it's just so wonderful to live here. And if you've only lived here, you probably can't fully appreciate what it's like to not have freedom. Honestly, I don't fully appreciate what it's like to not have it. We get emails from people who survived communism here, communism there, Cubans, bunch of Cubans listen to the show. They'll email that. To know that you can be arrested for speaking out against the government, that they'll just flat out send the secret police. To know that after you are arrested, for whatever it may be, you might not even get a trial. You might not even get a jury. Some politician somewhere will just decide, nah, kill him, throw him in a dungeon, and they can do it. All across the world, people live like that. We don't here in the United States of America. We, our country was born on the idea that man should be free. No kings, no dictators. You have freedom. The federal government is not all powerful. But every single system of government, every single one, they all have weaknesses. There's a weakness of some kind in every system of government. And no matter how much man tries to fix it and cover up those weaknesses, he just can't ever seem to do it. There's a weakness. And ours, because we are a free country, we were primed for infiltration from communists. As we've discussed before, the Soviets marveled that in the United States of America, you can just get in a car and drive right up to a military base and just start taking pictures. It's not that you can just go in, although it's not difficult to gain entry if you can figure it out, but you can just drive up and take pictures of a military base. You do that in the Soviet Union, they'll just shoot you in the head and throw you right in the ditch. And they were floored at how easy it was to penetrate our country. And it's not because we were bad. It's because we were free. We were free. And that allowed the infiltration, the conquest of our media, of our education system, of Hollywood, of the government. It allowed it. Our freedoms, which are wonderful, they allowed the infiltration by conquerors. And here's the problem. Once you have been infiltrated, once your institutions have been conquered, you can't freedom your way out of that. Now, it requires force. Think about it this way. Think about it as your home. If someone wants to come into your home and steal your stuff, well, what's the easiest thing to do? Well, keep the doors locked. Lock the doors, lock the windows, don't let them in. Simply say no, keep the doors locked and keep them out. But if you don't do that, if he gets inside, now there's no hands-off approach to getting him out. You've either got to call the cops, shoot him, beat him up, whatever you're going to do, it's going to involve force from somebody to get him out. Once they're in, it takes force to get them out. I believe we will see a right-wing dictator rise, and I believe it will be with the consent of the people. And I've always believed that, and we've talked about it many, many times before, because the people will not stand for this kind of disgusting insanity we have in this country right now. Here's Keith Ellison, Minnesota's Attorney General. Just listen to this. Listen to this.
Dude, 44 times. And we'll sue him 44 more and 44 more after that. And we have sued him for gender-affirming care. Yes, we are not going to scapegoat our transgender community.
I saw a video today, and I had read this story before, of a disabled person, special needs in some way, severely special needs, who had been transed in a wheelchair. You saw that, Chris? One of the most angering, saddest things I have ever seen in my life. Some demons destroyed this person who could not in any way resist or say no. What will the people do to stop that? What will they do? Anything. Just tell me how to make that stop. I don't care who it is. I don't care what person. I don't care what rights are violated. I don't care about laws. I don't care. I don't want to make that stop now. That, even if it's not your attitude, that is the attitude of the majority of the people. It is. When you look at things like open borders, violent crime, women, children being slaughtered en masse. No, it's a good point. Chris said, I hate to bring up Hitler, but it's actually a very fair point. People were down and out,
And Germany, completely down and out. And Germany was losing its way big time, morally. Animals all over the streets. And along comes a monster. And the people said, yep, fine, bring him in. Make that stop. I don't care what it is. Make that stop. I don't care who's going to stop it, what party. Oh, Nazis, yep, sounds good. Make that stop. That is how people react to this kind of evil. And we are no different. And we are on dangerous ground. And we will discuss it more in a moment. Before we do, I want to read this to you. The subject of this one is Burna launcher. Jesse, did you go with the safety orange launchers or did you go with the black? His name is Scott. So my Burna launchers are black. I understand the desire to have safety orange. I do, because Burna gives you options. I would recommend the black. I want the criminal. I want him to think it's a real gun pointed at him. I want him to think that. Now, it's a less lethal launcher. It's going to shoot tear gas balls or pepper balls or kinetic rounds at him, and he'll be hurting badly. He may want to die, but no one's going to die. That's why they're legal in all 50 states. But I want him afraid when I pull my Burna out and I point it at him. I want the bad guy afraid. Make him afraid and go get one. Get one for the people in your life. B-Y-R-N-A. Hope is not a plan. Plan to meet a bad man today. Burna.com. Burna.com. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday, 45 minutes away from a Medal of Honor Monday. In case you're just now joining us, I am doing a little discussion here about how and why I believe there will be a right-wing dictator that will rise in the United States of America, and he will rise with the consent of the governed. The people will beg for one. They will ask for one. Our freedoms allowed communists to infiltrate all of our institutions. Now we are subjected to horror after horror after horror every single day. You wake up, you read the news, you're mortified, and people are ready for it to stop. And when people are ready for something to stop, when they're mortified, when they don't like their society, when they feel unsafe, they will ask for anyone to come fix it. An analogy I've used before is if you're a woman and you're alone in a boat and the ocean is calm and everything's fine and a boat full of bad, scary looking dudes pull up beside you and say, hey, hop in, ride with us. You're going to say, nope, I'm good, thanks. And you're going to cruise off. If you're out on that boat by yourself and the storm's coming and the waves are getting high, and you think you might die, and those guys pull up in that boat, you're getting in. This is what happens to a society when the communists have rotted it out from within. The people end up begging for anything to come help. And this is a fear of mine. It has not gone away. It's a fear of mine. And I'm watching as little teeny bits of it are starting to creep in with no outrage. Little teeny bit here, little teeny bit there. And if you can forward think at all, you can see how bad this gets and how quickly it gets there. I'm going to read you a headline. Now, it's from Axios, but I'll read you the headline. The headline is, government will take stakes in more companies, top Trump advisor says. The government is buying 10% of Intel. 10% of Intel. They say they're going to create, and I quote, a sovereign wealth fund, and they're going to buy more. What? The government's buying up a stake in companies? Let me ask you something. Really, really genuinely asking. Do you believe Republicans will hold power forever? Is that what you believe? The Democrats because they're down and out now and they're unpopular, you think they're never going to have the House of Representatives again? The Senate? The White House? You think we'll never have another Democrat in the White House? What do you think Democrats will do? Just let's rewind a little bit. 4 years. For 4 years, the Biden administration, we'll set aside all the FBI, CIA stuff for the time being, because we talk about that a lot. For 4 years, the Biden administration, we now know from documentation, leaned on every private company they could to smash you and censor you. I'll tell you this. Listen to this.
On climate change, I disagree with you. I really disagree with you because as part of our mission, the ECB must do supervision of the banks, right? It's a separate umbrella, but it's part of the ECB. And in the supervision of banks, it is our duty to check the climate change risk to which banks are exposed.
The climate change risk to which banks are exposed. That's a communist. The government needs to control the banks because the banks need to care about climate change. This is a small taste. I could sit and play things for you forever about what these people want done. Remember Larry Fink, head of BlackRock? Remember this?
Well, behaviors are going to have to change, and this is one thing we're asking companies. You have to force behaviors, and at BlackRock, we are forcing behaviors.
What do you think the Democrats will do with a 10% stake in Bank of America? With a 20% stake in a movie company? A sports team? Technology? AI? Remember the audio we've played you before about what the Biden administration was trying to do with artificial intelligence? They were trying to take it off of the market so the communists could control it completely. So the communists could control it and use it exclusively for their purposes as AI spreads into everything. The American communists were going to seize control of it to force communism into every single thing. They were planning to do it. But by the grace of God, they lost the next election. We're buying up a share of private companies now? And the outrage doesn't exist? This is not good. It's not. This is not a good place to be. It's not a good thing to do. And it's not right. And I know everybody, when they get into power, they delude themselves into thinking they'll have it forever. Only me. Never my enemy. Only me. The communists just did it. We'll have power forever. Let's arrest everybody. Ha! How's that working out for them now? But this is what happens. This is what happens when the communists infiltrate. The people will accept things they shouldn't to try to get out of it. It's not good. And I don't like it. And if you don't like that, that's too freaking bad. Now let's do some emails. Before we do some emails, let's do this. Let's get our memories digitized for generations. Generations. That box of pictures you have, your parents, grandparents, that box of pictures is going to fade away. Time is going to eat it away. And slowly but surely, generations will never get to see you, your father. They'll never get to look at your family vacation at the lake. Let Legacy Box digitize your stuff. They'll put it on a thumb drive that you'll have forever. They'll put it on the cloud. You send it to Legacy Box. They hand digitize your stuff. And you get to keep your memories forever. Your kids, kids, kids will get to see you. They're even doing a special right now. $9 a tape for your VHS tapes, your Super 8 film. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Returns next.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. obviously the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday, half hour away from Medal of Honor Monday. Do not forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So now that we covered all that, let's change the subject and lighten up here for a moment, because there are errors that happen in life. In politics, mistakes. People make them all the time. I certainly make them all the time. And then there are completely unforced errors that happen in politics. One of the great unforced errors I've ever seen is something we laugh about all the time on the show. I'll never forget it. I still think it's the funniest thing I've ever seen in politics. Elizabeth Warren lies her entire life, tells everybody she's an Indian, even to the point she's submitting Indian recipes to Indian cookbooks called Pow Wow Chow, not making that up. Donald Trump keeps calling her Pocahontas. He's just insulting her to her face over and over and over again. She gets so angry about this that she does a DNA test. You didn't know about the DNA test. I didn't know about the DNA test. It's a private matter. She does a DNA test. The results come back, and she's whiter than snow. There's never been a human being on the planet that is as white as Elizabeth Warren. Complete fabrication on the Indian thing. But you would have never known. I would have never known. Take the DNA test that proves you're a liar and just throw it in the trash and don't tell anybody. Instead, they publicize the results. Elizabeth Warren publicizes the results, proving her to be a lifelong liar. It's so hilarious. It's the biggest unforced error I've ever seen in politics. I still snicker about it to this day, which brings me to this communist running to be mayor of New York City, Mamdani. We'll get to the real estate exodus that's going to happen and things like that. We'll get to that in a moment. But Mamdani, I don't know if you've seen it. I don't know if you've heard it. But he's out politicking, you know, like people do when they're running for mayor. You have to be seen all over town. You go meet these people, meet those people, do all these things. He's out in a public park. New York, one of the really cool things about New York City, I don't know why I've always loved it, is the outdoor basketball courts, outdoor weight rooms, essentially. I don't know why. I've always thought it was really, really cool. I thought that was a cool thing about New York City. There's a weight bench there, you know, where you do bench press. Somebody puts on 135 pounds. It's 135 pounds, including the bar. Now, maybe you know a bit about weights. Maybe you don't. Certainly for a man in your 30s, he's in his 30s, that's not a lot of weight. Okay. Now, maybe you've never touched a weight before. Maybe you can't bench 135 pounds. I'm actually not judging you for that. But he lays down on the bench, and he cannot get it up one time. He cannot bench press 135 pounds one time. And there are people all around him. It's on videotape. It's really bad. It's really embarrassing. He cannot get the weight up. Okay, so, all right, you're a bit of a weakling. I get that. It's fine. Some people just are. They don't work out. Whatever, it's fine. That's not like I'm a Greek god over here. But how do you lay down without knowing? That's my question. Especially when you're in the public eye. When you're running for office, you're in the public eye. How do you accept that invitation to lay down on the weight bench unless you know you can lift that much weight? It is, I don't know if you've seen much of it, he is a national laughingstock right now. Everybody is mocking him relentlessly. It's the most hilarious thing in the world. How do you not go to a gym? Maybe find someone who has a weight bench in their home, their garage? He has to know somebody. He's a rich kid. I guarantee he knows somebody who has a weight bench. Maybe his parents have one. Someone has a weight bench. You close all the doors. You pull the blinds down on the windows. And you lay down and see if you can do it. And if you can't, you don't go out in public and try. How could anybody be that dumb? Maybe it's just because he's a dirty communist, so he's deluded about everything. I don't know what it is. How could anybody be that dumb? I don't understand. Chris said maybe he thought he could. I guess, but thinking you could, you better know, right? If you're gonna jump across a ditch that has a bunch of crocodiles in it, you better know you can clear the ditch. Thinking you can is not enough. You better know. And if you're in politics, especially in the era of the cell phone, where everybody busts out a camera, you better know for a fact that you can get across that ditch. I guess he can't. Now, speaking of New York, we'll get some emails here. New York City could be facing a mass exodus if Mamdani wins, real estate experts warn. You know, it's always the middle class who gets crushed. Always. And you know why that is, right? The communists intentionally destroy the middle class. They consider the middle class to be enemies. Why? It's quite simple. The middle class have enough wealth to be independent. You don't need the government. You're not on any, you know, social services, things like that. But you're not so wealthy that you essentially have to align yourself with the government. Have you, let's talk about super wealthy. We'll go there first. You know why the Biden administration, why they tried to enforce a vaccine mandate only on companies that had 100 employees or more? Remember when they tried that? It ended up getting shot down. Remember when they tried that? Why that? Why that limit? Because once you get big enough as a company, sadly, in this country, you'll find yourself with government contracts, lots of them. Not all of them, of course, but lots of them will have either government contracts or you need government permission to do this, government permission to do that. Taco Bell, one of my favorite restaurants in the world. Taco Bell. Taco Bell, they're on military bases. I remember when we were in Okinawa, there was only like two restaurants, I think, on there. Well, Subway. I'll use Subway as an example because I'm not 100% sure if that T-Bell's still there. But like a Subway in 29 Palms in our Marine Corps base, there was a Subway on there. There weren't many restaurants, but there was a Subway on the base. Well, that's a large company, and you have to have a government contract to open up on that base. So it gives the government the power to say, hey, vaccine mandate or you're gone. Once you get to a certain level of wealth, you will find yourself needing government permission or government money to continue what you're doing. And the other end of the spectrum, if you're poor enough, you get government money. You get government services. But it's those middle class people who always get smashed. If this guy gets elected in New York City, crime is going to be out of control. He's going to torch the place. And you know who will leave? The middle class. Wealthy enough to leave. Wealthy enough to have options. But the super wealthy, they'll just get private security. They all have apartment buildings that have security guards and everything anyway. They'll get private security. The poor people, they can't leave. They don't have an option. There's nowhere for them to go. Middle class, gone. all the time. It's the middle class that gets smashed, and it's not by accident. All right. Let's dig into some emails, shall we, before we get to Medal of Honor Monday. Now, let me ask you something. Do you trust universities to educate your children? There's one that sticks out to me, for sure. Hillsdale College is the one I trust. If my kids ever decided they wanted to go to college, I would do everything I could to try to get them into Hillsdale. I don't think they're going to go, but that's where I'd send them. But I don't have to send them to Hillsdale College to learn from Hillsdale College. They can learn right now. I can learn right now. You can learn right now. More than 40 free online courses. More than 40 of them. They'll teach you about everything from capitalism to the Federalist Papers to the Constitution to the Book of Genesis to the Rome, Athens, Sparta. You like history stuff? It's all there. It's waiting for you there. You want some history that's not all commied up? Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. There's no cost. I probably should have led with that. No cost. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. You can learn. I can learn. Life is good. Thank you, Hillsdale, for giving us that. We certainly need it. All right. We're going to do some emails. Somebody wants to talk about little COVID stuff. Somebody thinks his area is lost. Somebody wants to talk ultimatums. Next.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday. I forgot to tell you, I probably should have led with this in the show. The United States Navy and a bunch of Marines are heading down to Venezuela right now, and I don't mean just a ship or two. Why? Brandon Weikert, halfway through next hour, Brandon Weikert is going to join us. You know Brandon if you listen to the show at all. He's going to join us. He's so good at this stuff. What's going on and why is it going on? I'm not totally sure there's not going to be a military action in South America. So we'll find out why. All right, let's do some emails. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse, you stated earlier tonight the courts dismissed Biden's plan to fire people if they didn't get the COVID shot was overturned by the courts. I will say that in Massachusetts, many people were fired. I worked for the state of Massachusetts, was denied an exemption, and was fired for not getting it. The communism is rampant in this state. Look, this comes back to what I was talking about in the beginning about America buying a stake in more companies. We have 10% of Intel now, and they're talking about doing more. And in a vacuum, doesn't sound like a bad idea. Well, we're just going to start a fund for Americans. We'll get a fund. You want the government to have that kind of control over your company? Remember, the United States government said you have to take this poison shot or you're fired. And they tried to lean on private companies to do that. Who do you work for? If your company has to make a decision, do you want the federal government ordering them to fire you? We are not going to be in charge forever. It's not how politics works. That's not how life works. It will end. And no, I don't think it's soon. I do not think it's soon. It will end, though. There is going to be... Look, and by the way, it could be soon. You know, we've already banked in because Democrats are insane and demonic. We've already banked in that, oh, we're going to keep the House. We're going to keep the Senate. Well, maybe we won't. We've baked in that J.D. Vance is going to be the next president in 2028. And I like J.D. a lot. Okay? Happens when J.D. Vance, God forbid, certainly not wishing that. What if J.D. Vance has a heart attack 2 months before the election? What if turns out J.D. Vance is on drugs or something? No, I don't think J.D.'s on drugs. But life happens. Life comes at you fast. All of a sudden, it's President Gavin Newsom with a 10% stake in Intel. How's that look? It's got to stop. Remember what the federal government did during COVID. Remember what they did. How fast they tried to force you to do things. You won't go here. You won't open your business there. I remember here in Texas. I remember Governor Abbott. He sent a freaking tactical team with an MRAP, an armored vehicle. Sorry. He sent a tactical team with an armored vehicle to a bar because they opened and they were serving people beers. You can go look at the freaking video of it today. They sent in the freaking SWAT team because someone opened up a bar. You want the government to own more private businesses? Mm-mm. Count me out on that. That's a no for me. Jesse, how do you handle things if someone gives you an ultimatum? I have an ironclad rule on this. The answer is always no. Always no. But it doesn't matter what it is. I will not be leaned on. I will not be threatened. I don't care who is doing it. The answer is no. Do this or else. The answer is no. Period. No matter what. No matter. It's got to be thrown out there. Jesse, started listening to your TV show via the podcast. I was wondering, is Chris involved in the TV show as well? Or is that worthless so-called mustard creator not worthy to be in your presence that long? Well, as you know, I have a TV show every night. As soon as the radio show ends, it's on the first TV. You can watch it on Apple or Pluto. I think it's on Roku. It's on a bunch of different stuff, whatever. You can watch it on your phone, right? It's on the first TV. It's called I'm Right. Have you seen it? Looks pretty good, right? That's how you know Chris isn't involved. It's well produced. What, Chris? That's how you know Chris has nothing to do with it. It's well produced. It's a good show. The lighting looks good. So we keep Chris as far away from that as humanly possible. You always have to look. It's important to have things in your life that you really, really protect. Some of your life, other people are going to invade it. They're going to ruin it. I mean, that's what happens when you get married. Quit. It's a joke. But other people are going to invade your life in various ways, at work, at home. It's just part of life. You can't just live for you. But you have to find that one thing that you really, really treasure, and you keep it and you protect it. Maybe you fish, and maybe life comes at you now. You got kids and a job, and but make time to go fishing. That's what TV is for me. It's the one place Chris can't ruin. And I want to keep it that way. Chris, that's not very nice. Put that finger down. Hey, Bronco, what's your take on the chicken tender? I've heard of fights at the Golden Corral buffet over fake crab legs. I never saw a brawl over chicken tenders, especially on a Carnival cruise ship. Oh, I love chicken tenders. I'm not ashamed to admit I'm 44 years old. And I will wreck a tender. But here's the problem with the tendy. The tendy has, for one, you have to have enough breading on it. It has to be crispy on the outside, but the chicken has to be nice and tender and juicy on the inside. And very few places can pull that off. I don't want to indict Raising Cane's because everyone knows the Cane's sauce is the greatest thing in the history of the world. And I'm sure different locations do it differently. Are Raising Cane's here? My boys love it. They just love it. The tenders are chewy. They're not crispy enough. They're chewy. The tender by itself is one of the worst chicken tenders I have ever eaten. But to their credit, they know what they are and what they're not. It's Cane's sauce. That's what they're selling. The glory of Cane's sauce, because you could put Cane's sauce on your insole and it would be delicious. Gosh, I love that stuff. I need to buy extra next time, although I bet it's expensive. I bet it is expensive. All right. It's Medal of Honor Monday time, and Jewish producer Chris handed me two different ones. I got to be honest. I'm in a great mood. I'm thinking about doing both of them. Chris, should I do both of them? I'm doing both of them. Whatever, you know, Chris said not to, but whatever he says, I automatically do the opposite, and that makes the show better. So we're going to do both of them. Two Medal of Honor citations from two different wars. Next.
This is an iHeart podcast.